Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, October 28th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Chocolate Day. This decadent day celebrates chocolate's rich history from ancient cacao ceremonies to modern treats, inspiring chocolatiers, home bakers, and candy lovers to share joyful bites. Join a sweet celebration with friends or savor a quiet chocolate tasting at home. And don't forget to indulge and celebrate. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. This morning, it's looking clean with 2 feet waves rolling in. Conditions will shift to fair as the day goes on, with winds picking up to onshore at 8 miles per hour by noon. Expect choppy conditions later in the afternoon as the wind continues to blow onshore. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with a 4-foot incoming high tide, when the southwest swell is 1 foot at 16 seconds, and the onshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 4.5 feet at 1:30 p.m., followed by a half-foot low tide at 10:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. 2 to 3 feet of clean surf greets surfers on Wednesday with light winds early. Thursday sees a slight decrease, holding 1 to 2 feet with clean conditions throughout the day. Friday brings a steady increase, reaching 3 to 5 feet, with favorable conditions in the morning before becoming choppy later. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 64 degrees, with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:05, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:11. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 80 and a light northwest wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour, then mostly clear overnight with a low near 62. Thursday stays sunny with a high near 76. Then clouds increase late with patchy fog after 11 p.m. and a low near 60. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, at a planned rally Monday at UCLA, faculty associations are taking a victory lap, urging Governor Gavin Newsom to join their fight against President Donald Trump's demand for a $1.2 billion settlement with the university. This federal administration's 27-page proposal outlines a vision for higher education that excludes efforts to promote diversity and transgender inclusion. UCLA is grappling with this settlement after the U.S. Department of Justice accused it of not combating anti-Semitism during last year's protests. Governor Newsom has called the fine extortion, while UC President James Milliken warned it could completely devastate the university system. Now on to sports. The National Basketball Association is facing a gambling crisis after a sitting head coach, a current player, and a former player were all arrested in connection with 2 federal indictments related to illegal gambling on games and rigged poker games that had mafia ties. Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups, Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, and former NBA player Damon Jones are facing criminal charges. Federal authorities allege the extensive scheme spanned years, involving more than 30 co-defendants. Billups and Rozier have been placed on immediate leave from their teams. And last night, on Monday Night Football, The Chiefs blew out the Commanders in Kansas City, 28-7. Patrick Mahomes was 25 for 34, with 299 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. The Chiefs are now 5-3 after their rough start, and the Commanders fall to 3-5. Now, on to the World Series. In an extra inning nail-biter, the Dodgers were able to outlast the Blue Jays, winning 6-5, to take the series lead 2-1. Freddie Freeman was the hero, with a homer in the bottom of the 8th. Game 4 is tonight, remaining in Los Angeles, with Bieber facing Ohtani at 8 Eastern on Fox. In local sports, last night, the Lakers faced off against the Portland Trail Blazers at home. The Lakers lost by a score of 122-108. Bronny James finished with 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block while shooting 0-for-2 from the field in 19 minutes of playing time. Fans had mixed reactions, with some praising his defense, while others criticized his overall performance. The Lakers now hold a record of 2 wins and 2 losses in their first 4 games. Next, they will visit Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves on Wednesday night. In top news, Hurricane Melissa, with no relation to me, by the way, has made its way to Jamaica after strengthening to a Category 5 storm with sustained winds of 175 miles per hour. Authorities have started mandatory evacuations across the island as they move to close the nation's airports. More than 800 emergency shelters have opened following extensive damage in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Mathi Capucci, a senior meteorologist at MyRadar, emphasizes that this will be an unprecedented event for Jamaica. The storm could lead to widespread destruction, flooding, and long-lasting humanitarian crises. A miracle is needed to avert disaster as the storm approaches. In business news, Wall Street's main indexes reached record closing highs for the second day in a row, as investors remained optimistic about a U.S.-China trade deal and anticipated high-profile technology earnings. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are scheduled to meet on Thursday to discuss a framework that could alleviate U.S. tariffs and China's rare earth export limitations. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent expressed hopes regarding China purchasing U.S. soybeans, which contributed to easing tensions. The S&P 500 gained over 82 points, while the NASDAQ composite rose by over 430 points. Shares of U.S.-listed Chinese companies also experienced gains. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 0.5% to about $114,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just over $4,100. And XRP is down 1% to $2.64. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Amazon plans to lay off as many as 30,000 workers, starting as early as Tuesday, according to sources familiar with the matter. This latest cost-cutting move aims to slim down the company and conserve cash. The job cuts could affect roughly 10% of the corporate workforce, spanning across various business units, including human resources and cloud computing. Amazon chief executive Andy Jassy has been reducing expenses, especially as the company invests in artificial intelligence. These layoffs would be the largest since 2022, when around 27,000 roles were eliminated. Amazon is also leveraging technology to boost efficiency and reduce the need for human workers. And in entertainment news, the new biopic, Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, starring Jeremy Allen White, has struggled at the box office, making just $9 million during its opening weekend in North America. Despite Bruce Springsteen's iconic status, the film fell short of its $55 million budget. Experts suggest Springsteen's clean image may have hindered its success, as his life lacks the dramatic peaks of other musical icons. With mixed reviews, the film is unlikely to compete for awards, contrasting with successful biopics like Bohemian Rhapsody. The top film this weekend was Chainsaw Man, an anime that earned $17 million, showcasing the growing popularity of Japanese animation. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and essayist, Walt Whitman. And he said, "The powerful play goes on, and you may contribute a verse." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.